Bilko from Zinc 96, legend. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, are you?
Your daughter finally, I was finally able to track you down. She said you never answer your mobile.
No, I don't, mate, no.
Oh, I've been waiting to catch up with you because she told me you did. Now, how did you go in the wood shop down at Ecker?
Oh, yeah, I didn't do too badly. I come second in both the veterans events and cut fourth in another open event, yes.
How young do they wood shop at Ecker?
How young?
Yeah, how young do they go?
Well, probably down to about 10. They had some young fellas cutting there this year, probably a bit younger than that.
And you being a veteran, you're
starting until about 10.
Yeah, so 10 years of age, I'm amazed a 10-year-old can handle an axe, Mick.
Yeah, no, well, most of them are born and bred into it. They're sort of sons or daughters of the of axemen, and they're sort of, it's one of their toys, actually.
Yeah, family tradition. I like that.
Yeah.
Were you 10 when you started?
No, I didn't start until I was about 28.
Oh, that's a late bloomer.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah, late start.
Yeah, when you say you're a veteran, that's what, over 60?
Over 60, yeah.
God, how do you sustain yourself for what? At least it's what, 20 minutes? I mean,
it's not 20 minutes. 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Yeah, about 30 odd seconds.
So 30 seconds are hit, and then how many times have you got to do that over a competition period?
Well, at the Brisbane Exhibition, you probably put, 8 days, so you probably have 2 events a day, you know, so you probably have, and then if you make, out of those 2 heats, if you make either win or get second in your heat, you get then to cut a semi-final, and then you've got to cut the final.
God, what's your training regime then? How do you stay fit to do that? I mean, you're doing pretty well.
Well, I don't really train, I've got to admit to that.
Don't tell us that. We think you've got some secret, Mick.
No. I just work and just work hard. But, you know, really, to be honest, if you're going to be the top of the line or anywhere up the top of the line, you've got to train, you know. And work sort of gets in my way the best part of the time.
Are you still working?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a farmer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you'd be chopping wood anyway. It's what you do.
Yeah, that's it. Fencing and buggerizing around with timber. Yeah.
You know, my uncle still goes out with the trailer to get hold of firewood for his fire. He goes out, I think, in the middle of the season, and spends a day cutting. Like, that is hard work. I tried it once. I couldn't last an hour. I'm a wimp.
No, mate, it's all just what you've become used to, you know. It's a different regime, you know. Mm. I probably couldn't sit behind a microphone all day. It'd probably knock me up as well.
It knocks me out after a while as well, Mick, believe me. So how many years you been doing this now?
Well, I started when I was 28. I'm 61 now.
Okay, so when you're a regular at Ecker, you turn up and they sort of, part the crowds for you.
No, not part the crowds, no, but I've been going there for as long as I can remember, yeah.
Yeah, well, congratulations. We just want to make sure everyone knows how well you've done, Mick. And, look, thanks for doing and thanks for chatting with me.
No worries, Bill. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.